Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Black holes, the cosmos, space, and time travel. Science and technology. Brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku.
And GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. On Science Fantastic, we explore the fascinating world of science. Science that affects your life. Science that affects the way you view the universe. In fact, you will never view the night sky again, listening to Science Fantastic. And remember, you can also be part of Science Fantastic by giving us a phone call. You can call our magic number, and from that, you can then get on the air. Your thoughts will be heard on 100 radio stations across the country and the internet. And so here's your chance to get on national radio. The number to call is 612-564-8135. Once again, 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters at the radio station or the website you're listening to and the city you're calling from, and bingo, maybe your thoughts will be heard on 100 radio stations across the country and the internet. So give us a call. Now just remember that sometimes you may say to yourself, well, I mean, come on, I don't have anything to contribute. I mean, what kind of questions can I ask that doesn't make me sound stupid? Well, sometimes the stupid questions are the most profound questions of all. Years ago, for example, there was a 16-year-old boy who asked himself a stupid question, and that is, can you outrace a light beam? Such a stupid question, but he spent 10 years from the age of 16 to 26 to finally crack that problem. And when he found the solution to that problem, that no, you cannot exceed the speed of light, he created special relativity. And that, of course, gives us the laser, it gives us the atomic bomb, the hydrogen bomb, it gives us the energy source of the universe, all because the 16-year-old boy asked himself a stupid question. And then there was also another stupid boy years ago in Cambridge, England, and he was wondering about the moon. He was walking on his country estate one day, and he saw the moon. And he saw an apple. An apple would fall to the ground. And then he asked himself another stupid question. If an apple falls to the ground, why doesn't the moon also fall? What prevents the moon from falling like an apple? And from that, he was able to get the universal law of gravitation, which in turn is one of the greatest contributions to human knowledge because it gave us the space program, airplanes, and anything that's in the sky and out of space governed by Newton's laws of motion and gravity. So sometimes the stupidest questions are the most important questions of all. Okay, well, my mailbox is flooded with questions from people. So rather than answer each one individually, I'll answer them as a group. Okay? One group of questions concerns the sun. The sun is in the news because of an eclipse. Yes, an eclipse of the sun will come barreling through North America and parts of South America. And in fact, I'll be going down to Colombia myself to witness the eclipse of the sun in Latin America. I'll be one of the keynote speakers there at the planetarium and also in the capital. Well, of course, solar eclipses have fascinated people since time immemorial. All of a sudden, the day sky turns black. People panic, and legends start. The Chinese had a legend that perhaps a dragon. A dragon in the sky was basically eating up the sun. And if you chanted hard enough and loud enough, you could scare the dragon away and restore the mother sun. Well, of course, these kinds of legends and lores went on for thousands of years. But 2,000 years ago in Greece, mathematicians there figured it out, that the eclipse of the sun was caused when the moon goes between the earth and the sun. And the ratios of the size of this moon and the distance to the moon are exactly balanced, so that the moon just basically covers the rim and the disk of the sun itself. 2,000 years ago, in fact, the Greeks built a miniature planetarium. That's right, it was called the Antikythera, a marvelous device hundreds of years ahead of its time, a small portable planetarium which would allow you to calculate when the eclipses of the sun would come about. Well, that was 2,000 years ago, and unfortunately, the gift was lost. Originally, it was probably meant to be a gift to Julius Caesar, but the ship that carried the Antikythera, the world's first computer, sank into the bottom of the Mediterranean Ocean. And it took another 2,000 years for scientists to catch up to what the Greeks had already done with their analog computer 2,000 years ago. Now we realize, of course, that an eclipse is nothing to be afraid of. In fact, it gives us a feeling of oneness with the universe itself, that we begin to understand the earth, the moon, the sun, and we begin to understand that we too are part of this cosmic drama. But the drama, of course, has an edge to it. It turns out that the sun is not always the giver of life. Sometimes the sun has a temper tantrum. And we know, for example, that in 1859, an astronomer, Callista Carrington, observed that there was a flash of light, an explosion on the sun itself. And sure enough, a few days later, the shockwaves from that hit the earth and caused havoc to anything that was electrical. The telegraph wires were just beginning to be installed around that time. They were set on fire, in fact. The Aurora Borealis was seen as far as Cuba. Think about that. In tropical lands, you would look up in the sky and see the northern lights. It was huge. It was dramatic. But people wondered, why? What could cause something this catastrophic? Well, it turns out now that a new study released just this month shows that 14,000 years ago, not just 150 years ago, but 14,000 years ago, there was the most catastrophic explosion on the sun of all. It was perhaps 100 times more devastating than the Carrington event, which in turn was more devastating than anything else that could affect our atmosphere back then. And then the question is, what does it mean for civilization if we're hit with another Carrington event? These new events are so powerful, up to 100 times more powerful than the Carrington event, they're given a new name, the Miyake event. And so the question is, if the Carrington event could cause $2 to $3 trillion of property damage, and that's the estimates of today's dollars, $2 to $3 trillion of property damage, if the sun has a temper tantrum, blows its top, and sends a shockwave throughout the solar system, then what would a Miyake event would cause? Well, realize that back in 1859, we didn't have a space program, we didn't have television, radio, all the wonders of the electronic era we didn't have except the telegraph wire. So damage was limited. But now, of course, we live in the electric age. Everything around us is electrical. What could happen again if another Miyake event takes place? Think about that. Well, let's take a short commercial break. And after the break, we're going to continue the discussion of the sun. For the most part, it is our friend. It is life-giving. But sometimes the sun blows its top, and then watch out. And if you want to get on Science Fantastic, then give us a call at 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call into the radio station or the website you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and maybe you can get on 100 radio stations and the internet, which carries Science Fantastic.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. On Science Fantastic, we profile some of the amazing stories about the world we live in. And perhaps the most important story of all concerns the sun. We think the sun is life-giving, nurturing, and for the most part, that is correct. Even when we have eclipses, after the eclipse is over, people realize, hey, we're still here. And now we realize that the eclipse is not something to be feared. It's something to be celebrated. It shows that we are part of this great drama called the universe. We're part of it. And the sun is our connection to the rest of the universe itself. But we also mentioned that every few hundred years, thousand years, whatever, the sun sometimes blows its top. The last time was 1859 in the Carrington event. If that were to happen again, it would cause $2 to $3 trillion in property damage. The space program, satellites would be burnt out. On the Earth, power stations would short circuit. There would be mass blackouts, food riots as people realize that all the food in the refrigerator and freezers are rotting. There are no rescue crews coming in from other cities because the rescue crews themselves are paralyzed. Property damage, $2 to $3 trillion with a T, if we have another Carrington event. And now we have the next report that just came out. There's another event, the Miyake event, which is up to 100 times more devastating than the Carrington event. If it were to happen, civilization would be thrown back 100 years into the past. That's how bad a Miyake event would be. And then the question is, what causes them? How can we calculate when this can happen again? And the short answer is, we don't know. But there are theories as to how it happens. First of all, solar flares come shooting out from the sun. We see these solar flares in these gorgeous photographs taken by satellites of the sun. Sometimes these solar flares trace out the lines of magnetism on the sun, which are quite fierce. Sometimes these lines of magnetism cross. And when they cross, they realign themselves and they shoot out the energy into outer space as a coronal mass discharge. Now, in other words, the sun is like a gun in a shooting gallery. Each sunspot corresponds to a gun which fires a bullet of extreme heat. Hydrogen gas that's superheated into a plasma shoots it like a pellet into the sky. Now, for the most part, these coronal mass discharges miss the Earth. After all, from the vantage point of the sun, the Earth is almost invisible, so tiny that these coronal mass discharges miss the Earth. Once in a while, they will hit the Earth like in the Carrington event. But now we have the Miyake event, and physicists have to go back to the drawing board and figure out what could possibly create energy 100 times more powerful than the Carrington event. Well, first of all, how do we find these events and how do we space them apart? Well, we look at tree rings. Trees, of course, go back hundreds of years. Petrified trees can take us back thousands of years into the past. And we look for carbon-14. Carbon-14 is created by impacts with the sun, ultraviolet radiation, and especially cosmic rays. So carbon-14 acts like a clock. By calculating how much carbon-14 there is in a petrified piece of trees and organic materials, we can calculate the age of the rock and when the disturbance took place. And the results are sobering. It means that the big one, of course, was 1859. The one previous to that was around 770 AD, okay? And, of course, recorded history was up and running at that time, but radio, television was not. So there's no written record of what happened in 775 or so because there was no technology to record it. And it turns out that we think there were about 10 events, 10 such Miyake events going back 14,000 years to the big one. That was the big one, 14,000 years ago. That was an event which makes the Carrington event look like a pop gun. So in other words, it could happen again. When? We don't know. Some of it is luck, because the sun shoots out these coronal mass discharges all the time. They miss the Earth. They miss the Earth because the Earth is a tiny dot from the perspective if you're sitting on the sun looking at the Earth. The Earth is a tiny dot, and these coronal mass discharges go in all directions. And so for the most part, they miss. But several years ago, one of them hit Canada, and it caused blackouts in parts of Canada. So they can happen even in modern times. That was a preview of what could happen if there is another big one that hits the Earth. So what do we do about it? Well, one thing we could do is reinforce satellites, shield them so they can dissipate the energy that comes at them from a coronal mass discharge. We can build backup for power stations so power stations are not short-circuited when the gigantic coronal mass discharge hits them. We can do all these things. So we went to Congress and asked them for some money to reinforce satellites, reinforce power stations, and all we got was snickering from Congress. What? This is like flying saucer technology you're talking about. The sun? The sun have a temper tantrum? Give me a break. Everybody knows the sun is the giver of life. Why should we think any different? Well, the doors were slammed. We physicists got nothing. And so we're sitting ducks. Now, I'm not saying that we're going to see a corona mass discharge in our lifetime. After all, these events take place every few hundred years. The big one was 14,000 years ago. The last one was in 1859. And another big one was around 775. And between them, there were about 100 other events more powerful than the Harrington event. So in other words, they happen all the time. Not within a human's lifespan. And that's the problem. Just like earthquake protection, our eyes glaze over when we realize that the cycle time for the next catastrophe could be thousands of years in the future, long after we're gone. But our descendants will have to pay for our folly. Also, speaking about science, let's say a few things about time and whether or not you can cheat time and perhaps live forever, live beyond your years. As we said on Science Fantastic, there's no law of physics to prevent you from living forever. The second law of thermodynamics puts an upper limit to what kinds of complex structures can exist and eventually decay and fall apart. But the second law of thermodynamics, which says that everything that exists eventually wears down, falls apart, rusts, what have you, there's a loophole in the second law of thermodynamics. And that is, in a closed system, everything must decay eventually. But you see, we don't live in a closed system. We have sunlight from the sun. The same sun which can cause the Carrington event gives us life on the earth, allowing us to defeat the second law of thermodynamics. As long as you input energy from the outside, you can live forever. Now, therefore, there must be some animals that can live forever. Yes, the hydra, for example, lives forever. The hydra is a very tiny animal that lives in ponds. Looks like a teeny-weeny little sea anemone or an octopus. You cut off one of its legs, you chop it up, and it simply regenerates. And so it technically lives forever. Now, of course, you can smash it and kill it, but excluding those events, left to itself, the hydra has no known lifespan. It just keeps on splitting, keeps on reproducing, and lives forever. So in other words, it's not necessary to die. So then the question is, why do we die? And then the question is, what about the latest evidence concerning centenarians who exceed the age of 100? How do they do it? Well, after this break, let's talk about that. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call if you want to get on Science Fantastic. The number to call is 612-564-8135. Give us a call.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Amid the ongoing Israel-Hamas conflict, the U.S. is actively addressing the humanitarian crisis in Gaza. President Biden, speaking in Philadelphia, had this to say about Hamas.
These guys make, they make Al-Qaeda look pure. They're pure evil.
He said his administration is collaborating with Arab nations to increase aid to Gaza. Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan has been selected as the Republican nominee for Speaker of the House. The decision was made in a closed-door meeting this afternoon. To secure the Speaker's position, he'll need to garner a minimum of 217 votes from his own party. Healthcare premiums will rise next year for the nearly 66 million Americans enrolled in the government's Medicare program. The standard monthly cost of Medicare Part B will increase 6% from $164.90 to $174.70. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. When we last left off, we were talking about whether or not it's possible to live forever. Well, it turns out that 44,000 Swedes between over the age of 60 were analyzed in one of the largest studies ever done on the question of health and longevity, and they wanted to find out whether there was a magic bullet. Why is it that they are centenarians? Why is it that some people just seem to just keep on living without dying like the rest of us? What's the secret? Well, first of all, let me say, of course, that people have been fascinated by the question of aging since time immemorial. No matter how powerful you were, no matter how many kingdoms you could conquer, when you look in a mirror, Mother Nature took its revenge. You can see the ravages of time. There's a famous story by Emperor Qin. In 200 BC, Emperor Qin was the first Chinese emperor to unify China. Think about that, the great Emperor Qin. But he could not conquer the aging process, even though he conquered all of China. And so he sent his finest princes and warriors on ships, hundreds of them, and gave them one big mission. and that is find the fountain of youth. And if you don't find it, don't come back. Well, you can sort of guess how the story ends. They never did find the fountain of youth, and they were instructed never to come back if they couldn't find the fountain of youth. So what did they do? According to legend, these renegades then began to found Korea and Japan and populate the rest of Asia as a consequence. Well, even more recently, Ponce de Leon, the famous Spanish explorer that discovered Florida, he was looking not for Florida. He wasn't looking for nice real estate. No, he was looking for the Fountain of Youth. And, of course, he could not find the Fountain of Youth. Well, today we have science and several interesting leads, none of which have been basically commercialized yet. So on the television, when you hear all sorts of nonsense about extending the human lifespan, live longer, blah, 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 chances are it's a bunch of bunk. But, of course, there really are serious scientists who study this question. And they realize that, well, in some sense, we know the origin of aging. Aging is equivalent to air buildup. You see, when cells divide, airs creep in. Airs creep in the same reason that when you have a car, where does aging take place in a car? Well, the engine, of course, because that's where you have the most moving parts, the most friction, the most oxidation. That's where aging takes place in a car. Well, the same thing with organisms and people. Where does aging take place? In the engine. And the engine of the cell is the mitochondria. And sure enough, you can see a lot of errors, genetic errors building up. And so then the cure for this could be twofold. One way is to feed nutrients that can cause antioxidation properties, or genetically repair the genes that are broken by the aging process directly. Well, some people have looked at whether or not it's possible to carry out some of this program. First of all, there's something called the Mediterranean diet. The Mediterranean diet has been gaining a lot of publicity because some of these individuals in pockets around the world seem to just get older and older and older. Okinawa, for example, in Japan. Also, small villages in Italy. They all record the same thing. The Mediterranean diet and the Mediterranean lifestyle. And how does that then jive with the whole question of science? Well, let's take a short commercial break. And after that, we're going to continue our discussion of why do we have to die? And give us a call if you want to get on Science Fantastic. The number is 612-564-8135. Give us a call and ask a question.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. And we are talking about the aging process. And one day, perhaps science will be able to reverse some of the dangers created by oxidation and genetic and problems with repairing the genetic diseases caused by the aging process. If you want to find out more about that, get a copy of my latest book. It's called Quantum Supremacy, about quantum computers. Perhaps quantum computers are in fact powerful enough to one day decode the secrets of the aging process. It's a New York Times bestseller, Quantum Supremacy, how quantum computers will replace the digital computer sitting on your desk. Digital computers are going to go the way of the abacus. In other words, a new technology is on the horizon. Quantum computers. Find out what all the excitement is about. Anyway, where we last left off, we were talking about the Mediterranean diet, genetic engineering, and why do we have to die anyway? Well, it turns out that interviews with these elderly individuals throughout Europe, Asia, all find a common thread. And the common thread is, well, not too hard to figure out. First of all, these people get a lot of sleep. That's right, they sleep a lot, 7 to 9 hours of sleep. Next, of course, exercise. That seems to be one of the common denominators. They don't sit there in a desk in an office. No, they get out there and engage the world and exercise. Then, friendship. These people are not isolated. They don't stew in their own juices all by themselves. No. They have a safety net. They talk. They laugh. They're with friends all the time. Alcohol? Not a lot. Just a moderate amount of alcohol. No red meat. No sugar, or a little bit. And their diet is basically heavy on vegetables and seafood. And so, as I said before, all of that corresponds to what we talked about before. What is aging? Aging is the buildup of error. Error buildup. That's what aging is all about. And then the next question is, how do you back up these results for populations other than in Okinawa or in parts of Italy and parts of Europe? Well, there's a new study that just came out recently, a new study that's causing a certain amount of interest. 44,000 Swedish individuals were part of this study. This is one of the largest studies done on the question of longevity and diet. 44,000 of them. These individuals between the age of 64 and 94 years of age. And yes, these people had a lifestyle like the one I mentioned. And there were, of course, deviants, people who did smoke, people who did not exercise. But in the whole, the average was the person that I mentioned. A person that has lots of friends, that has a good diet, fat-free diet, exercising, a moderate amount of alcohol. Yes, there seems to be a commonality. Well, what this new study did was they looked at biomarkers. We're not talking about hearsay. We're talking about chemicals. What chemicals of the body are at the disposal of the body's machinery, and what chemicals are not at the disposal of the metabolic machinery of the body. So they made a list of 10 biomarkers that seem to be represented in all these individuals. And there's a commonality to them. These biomarkers are chemicals with very chemical-sounding names that help the liver, kidney, help with inflammation control, and regulate glucose levels. 10 biomarkers. And these 10 biomarkers, they assume, contain perhaps the secret of why these individuals could live so long. And these people, for example, had lower levels of glucose, creatinine, uric acid, and they had lower levels of chemicals which would damage the liver and the kidney. Now, then the next question you're probably asking is, well, what's in it for me? Give me a recipe. Give me a how-to. Give me a simple list of techniques that I can use to benefit from this study. Well, we'll say a few things about that after the break. So once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku.
To vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Before the break, we mentioned the fact that there's a new study that just came out, a study done on 44,000 people of Swedish descent, the largest study ever done on the question of diet, chemicals, and the aging process. These individuals were on the average age 64 to 99 years of age. And this, the question was, what distinguishes those individuals who could become centenarians versus the average person? I mean, what do they got that the rest of us don't got? And they listed 10 biomarkers, 10 chemicals, 10 sites where the chemicals are active. Specifically, chemicals which influence the liver, kidney, inflammation, glucose levels, uric acid levels. They were able to isolate these chemicals. Now you say to yourself, okay, that sounds interesting, a lot of fancy words, but what's in it for me? I mean, is there a pill? Is there a magic bullet that I can take? Well, sorry about that. We're just talking about not one. There's no one magic bullet, but many, a combination that all these things that we mentioned, having friends and dieting and exercise and so on and so forth, all these things contribute to an increase or decrease in these specific chemicals of the body. And to replicate that, one magic bullet probably is not going to do it. Or, of course, maybe in the future we'll be able to prepare such a package. But right now, we cannot. Right now is a question of whether or not a series of chemicals can reduce the destructive process of aging and make you live longer. So in other words, it's a work in progress, but it's a first step. Because instead of simply talking about the Mediterranean lifestyle, instead of simply talking about what kind of diet to have, the bottom line is the biochemistry. What chemicals affect which organs that make us live longer? And that's what this study has done. This is the first study that at the biochemical level analyzed why is it that some centenarians live longer than the other. Another disappointing fact, by the way, is that the difference between a healthy, ordinary, average person and a centenarian is not much. Only a few percent difference. At first, you might think that maybe there's one or two magic bullets. That's what does it. That's what makes us live longer. Nope. It turns out that these people who live so long do have a series of chemicals that are higher or lower than average, and there's a unanimity there. That's what's driving longevity. But it's not something that's easily packaged. It's not something that you can simply take a pill and get. But who knows? We're still in the early stages of this. But the next stage of simply marveling at life stories of the centenarians is to figure out how is it at the biochemical level, how is it that they can live so long? Well, we're just at the beginning of trying to understand that fact. Okay, and now let's shoot into outer space. Because once again, there's a debate emerging within the scientific community about the exploration of Mars and the Moon. As we mentioned before on Science Fantastic, two astronauts had two different points of view about the future of the space race. On one hand, we had Neil Armstrong, first man to land on the Moon, and he said that the thrust of the new era of space travel should be the moon. We can use the moon as a stepping stone, but the moon is where the action is, to create a permanent moon base. And then we had Buzz Aldrin, who said, no. We've been to the moon. It has no strategic value. You're not going to find gold or silver or anything that will pay for the space program on the moon. The moon looks very much like the Earth in terms of chemical composition. No, the action is Mars. Mars is perhaps a new home out there in outer space. And now Elon Musk has jumped into the whole controversy because, yeah, he wants both. He wants, on one hand, to go to the moon. He's part of NASA's program, in fact, to explore the moon. And he's even selling tickets, rocket tickets, to go to the moon. He's already sold out his first crew of Japanese businessmen and friends. And so, yes, there are billionaires, especially in Japan, that are paying top dollar to be the first to go to the moon on a tourist trip. So the moon is no longer the object of superpower rivalry. It's now a target for the tourist industry. Imagine having a honeymoon on the moon. That would be something, I think. And it could be possible because of the fact that prices are dropping. Rockets are now reusable. Think about that. Reusable rockets. We don't junk them after simply one launch into the sky. We can use them again and again and save top dollar as a consequence. But Elon Musk has a different agenda. His agenda is not really the moon at all. Yes, he says he'll go to the moon. He'll have contracts to go to the moon. But his real thrust is Mars and beyond. Not just Mars, but beyond. In other words, we're talking about the fact that his latest starship, called the Starship, is really a taxi. A taxi that'll take astronauts anywhere in the solar system. And so Elon Musk is shooting big, not just to Mars. He wants to go to the solar system as a whole. Now, of course, that's not going to be easy. It's going to cost money. And the question is, how do you pay for something like that? Well, that's a weak spot in this whole scenario because of the fact that, well, you're not going to find gold or silver on Mars to pay for the space program. Maybe you'll find some exotic chemicals, but right now we don't see a simple way of colonizing Mars on a very short time frame.
Okay, well, unfortunately, that's time is up. Once again, this is Dr. Michio Kaku, and if you want to know more about Science Fantastic, you can go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org, or pick up a copy of my latest book, Quantum Supremacy, now a New York Times bestseller. It's a book about the coming of a new generation of computers that will make digital computers look like an abacus, look like an adding machine. That's how powerful quantum computers are. Get a copy.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.